Hello children, we are going to study class 8 geography, the chapter migration. You can keep the textbook open while you hear the explanation. Many of us visit the bird sanctuaries, then the botanical or the zoological garden during the winter season. One reason behind it is the beautiful colorful birds we can see here. For example, the cranes who travel all the way from North America, Australia and reaches India during winter. And before the advent of summer, they again go back to their native land. So they are coming from one geographical region to another for certain reason. For this traveling habit of them, they are referred to as migratory birds. So from this example, we can conclude that migration denotes to any movement between one geographical region to another with the aim to settle definitely or temporarily. When it is referred to humans moving from one region to another, it is human migration. Since 18th century, the pace of human migration had accelerated, which increased further in the 19th century due to three factors. First, industrialization. Second, globalization. Third, technology. Migration is broadly classified into two types, international and internal. International migration denotes to the movement of population from one country to another across the international border. Across is a key term. Internal migration denotes the movement of population within a country moving to another region within its geographical borders. Here, within is the key term. Please underline across and within. Now, for international migration, we have immigration and emigration, depending upon the place of destination and place of origin respectively. Immigration means the action of coming to live in the foreign country, while emigration means the act of leaving one's own country to settle in foreign country or moving abroad. The person indulged in immigration and emigration is termed as immigrant and emigrant respectively. So it can be said that immigration and emigration is applied to the same person. For example, when a person gets a job in USA and moves away from India to settle in USA, that person will be an emigrant for India. Whereas that person in USA will be an immigrant. Causes of international migration from India accelerated during the late 19th century and 20th century due to the following reasons. First, during the British rule for the plantation cropping, many Indians migrated to other colonies of Britain such as Mauritius, Burma, present Myanmar, Malaysia, Africa as laborers and settled over there. Second, the year 1947, marked as the year of Indian independence, has also been marked in history as one of the greatest movement of human beings in the world. This was due to the partition of India that resulted in migration of thousands of people from India to Pakistan and Bangladesh and vice versa. Third, since 1970, India is facing the problem of brain drain, where educated and skilled professionals leave their own country and move to some of the most advanced countries such as USA, UK, Canada and Western Europe in the lieu of better standards of living and high quality of life, higher salaries, access to advanced technology. So here we complete till international migration. We'll continue with internal migration in the next audio. Thank you, children.